Zech Nishmas Avi Mori Yaakov Ben Yisrael Pilchas Zech Nishmas Daniel Shein Abbas Yeshua Falak. Okay, good evening everybody. Nice to see everybody. Today we're continuing in Yonei Lamites Melachas Shir Reish Mem, the 41st Shir on the Melacha of Hotzah. And the topic of tonight's Shir is Hotzah Al Yidei Shinui, which means like this. Say, for example, an individual is required for some reason to, again, I don't like to use this word, but I'll use it, to carry on Shabbos. And for an example, he has some medicine that he has to take with him. And because, you know, maybe Chas V'Sholom in his middle of his walk, you know, something could happen that he would need the medicine. So would we allow him to carry it with Derech Shinui? In other words, put it in his shoe, like someone said, put it in his hat, something like that. Would usually, when you do something Derech Shinui, that takes it from a Daraisa to a Darabanan. It's still maybe also a Darabanan. And this is the, what do we say? No, what right do you have to make a Darabanan? Maybe you should just stay home. And that is the discussion. So one of the earliest sources of this discussion is in the Shut Marash. Shut Marash is of Shmuel Engel, who was one of the great poskim in his generation. Right, Elliot? Rabbi Brill?
Yes, yeah. Yeah, I had trouble getting in tonight.
Okay. Do you want to tell us a little bit about the Marash Engel? Elliot?
Yeah, of course.
You want to tell us a little bit about the Marash Engel?
He was from Hungary.
Yeah. He was one of the great poskim of his generation in Hungary, yeah. So let's see what...
Yeah.
Take a look on page 2. And let's see the discussion here. Bidvar she'loso shivasayim halol kol ish m'chuyuv laharos ksav te'udo mehamshola. In other words, everyone who goes out in the street has to carry some form of ID. And that includes Shabbos as well. V'ira kama pa'am she'nitpas be'achenu b'nei Yisrael al shalo haya b'yodam ha'ksav te'udo. In other words, sometimes people were caught not having that ID with them. Fiyuchlu leishav masar ezi yomim. In other words, they could be put in prison. In other words, it was an offense that people could go to jail for. V'kama po'amim shachenu makim also, where they had physical punishment. And the question is whether is it permissible to carry this ID al yidei shinui? What's the example? Haynu lahanicho betoch hakova hamunach al rosho. In other words, they would put the ID in his hat. So that wasn't a normal way of carrying. Whereas, what was he going outside for Shabbos? He was going to the mikveh, he was going to shul. So, and if he wouldn't carry the ID with him, he would, as he said, he would be fined, he would be put in prison, whatever it is. So the first thing he says, at first glance, he said, what's the heter? There was even to do a malacha with a goy is usually not permissible. Only if the Gemara says in Gittin, for Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, you could get a goy to write the shtar on Shabbos. Or b'shvil chola she'ein bo sakana. Or if there's a chola, you can get a goy to do it. Or mishum hatzolas kisvei hakodesh. But other things, letzorach mitzvahs mila ein matir lasas malacha dvar Torah. But it could be that if a mila and other mitzvahs, it might have to be a shvus to shvus. It has to be a double derabanan to make it mutter.
Doesn't the Magen Avraham say that by mila you could have the goy sharpen the knife, for instance, that Bir Alacha brings to Magen Avraham?
Yeah, so we're going to see what the story is by other mitzvahs, but there are different shitas. There's the famous Tosis in Gittin that says that. So Tosis Hashita is that it would only be if it's a double Durabanan. In other words, if you tell a guy to do a Durabanan, then it would be a Shvus to Shvus. So here, it seemingly is a singular derabanan. And so what is the, is there a heter, what is the heter, etc. And that's what he's dealing with. So he says that there could be possible heterim for this individual. So he says like this. Take a look on page 3 on the bottom left. Uve emes baran reish per chovis ha'ir bizeh v'ad osu l'chabos d'leika gam al yidei akum. Whereas to extinguish a fire with a goy. Hakiboy having malacha sheinu tzricha l'gufa. Ule Reb Shimon leker rak yisid rabbanon. Yesh l'hatir af ol de Yisrael b'mokum seida. Kol shekein el de Yakum. In other words, we know that if a person extinguishes a fire, so a pashtus, that's only a din d'rabbanan, rabbanon. Because kiboy is a malacha she'ena tzricha l'gufa, meaning if you extinguish a piece of wood, because you want to use the piece of wood, you want the charcoal. So it was burning, and now you extinguish it, so now you have some charcoal. So you could use that that piece of wood. But if you're not interested in the charcoal, you just want to destroy something for the sake of destroying it. You want to destroy the fire because you want to protect yourself. So that's called a malacha she'ena tzricha l'gufa, because you don't want any, the guf hadover you don't need. Like when you're making charcoal, you need the guf hadover. But when you're just doing it to thwart away some thing that you're not happy about, mazikin or something like that, so then that's a malacha she'ena tzricha l'gufa, which is a machlokas, Rabbi Yehuda and Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon is says that it's an issur d'rabbanan, malacha she'ena tzricha l'gufa is potter, and Rabbi Yehuda says malacha she'ena tzricha l'gufa is asur. So that's when you extinguish something. So the question is like this. So what is the status over here of what this person is doing? Say, for example, take a look on the top of page 4. He says on the top line, Davke motzi meis lekovro. In other words, if a person, chas v'sholem, there's a dead body in the house, so obviously he's not supposed to take it out on Shabbos, but say a person took out a dead body on Shabbos to bury. So that's called the melacha she'ena tzricha legufa. Why? Because on Shabbos, to be mechayev d'oraisa, you have to take something out because you want to use that thing. You want to use it. You want to sit in a chair, you want to take something out because you want to use it. It's Srichel Gufa. Just like in the Mishkan. When they took something out, a piece of wood, because they wanted to build the Mishkan with it. But if you're not taking out for use, that's called a Melacha Shena Srichel Gufa. So therefore, even if you would take it in a Rishus HaRabim, according to most Rishonim, that would only be a Din D'Rabbanan to take out the mace on Shabbos. So he says like this, that so take a look back on page 3 in the bottom. So he wants to claim, the Marash Engel, that to carry the ID is a Melacha Shena Tzricha Lagufa. Because you don't really want it. You don't need it. You just want to, that no one should chepper you. It's not like you.
How is that considered a Melacha Shena Tzricha Lagufa?
So take a look. Verse, let's see. So I want to say, David, look inside on page 3 in the bottom. Imken hachad, last three lines on the left side, on page 3. Imken hachad de chashiv hotzah kalacha yad. So first of all, we said he's carrying it in his hat. So it's kalacha yad. Shenoso bekovel. Fuhu shalok gedar chotzah, that's number one. It's shalok gedarka. So there's a shinoi. Right? Vigam chashiv melacha shenet suyicha gufa. Vigam chashiv, last two lines. Gam choshev melacha she'ena tzricha legufa, d'ha'enu noso rak la'atzilo mechashash masar. In other words, the point is, he just doesn't want to go to jail. He doesn't want a fine. He doesn't want to get beat up, you know? It's not like he really, it's a positive use. So to carry an ID on Shabbos, says the Marash Engel, that's a melacha she'ena tzricha legufa, because he doesn't really need it. It's just that people are going to give him problems if he doesn't have it. So he takes it just to be mashtik the people that would give him problems. So he says that's another reason why it's a derabbanan. So first it's a derabbanan that you're putting it in your hat. So it's a shinoi, it's a kalachayat. Then he says it's derabbanan because it's a melacha she'ena tzricha legufa. Because einu noso rak la'atzilo mechashas masar v'lo gor mehotzas hameis. It's no worse than hotzas hameis. Right? Hotzas hameis is also called melacha she'ena tzricha legufa. So,
hotzas hameis on Shabbos, dafka, one of those chiddush cases, like Shem le'etirani yuzan abis, says some kind of lotion like eichesh alamo b'achi or something like that, no?
Yeah, but lemaisa, it's a melacha she'ena tzricha legufa because you're not using it.
But it doesn't say that there. He says because you can't be gozer on it because nobody would be able to stand by and watch the relative's body be burnt up. No, if I remember the kibbalashim correctly.
No, but it's still a melacha she'ena tzricha legufa. It was halamotzi.
I hear the lundas, but so why didn't he say that parsha instead of saying? It sounds like a
Yefas
Torah kind of situation.
No, but I think the Gemara in Shabbos does say that also, that it's a Melacha She'ena Tzricha Legufa.
Why is this considered a Melacha She'ena Tzricha Legufa? How is this?
I remember when
you were being netted from the ID
when I brought my sons to their army base.
I'm lost. I don't understand.
After we made Aliyah about 13 years ago.
Wait.
So we have three sons who are in the army. Well, and each day when we brought them to the army base, it was very poignant. A time that was filled with much emotion by the soldiers or the oncoming soldiers, and certainly by the parents. Where you leave your child.
Who's speaking here?
And he emerges as a chayal. And that Shabbat, before that moment, with my second son, I remember putting my talis over his head.
Joe, please mute yourself.
That's gone in. The Kohanim brachot every day. And every
Who is that?
Okay. Yeah, David Hiller was saying something.
But Simon, I don't understand how this case of the ID is on the same level as this case of the mace. Because you want to carry the ID because you are being nene from the ID. You want
that. You're not nene. In other words, if you kill an animal because the animal, chas v'shalom, is about to be mazik you, and you shoot the animal on Shabbos, and you're nene, very much so. Right? You're coming away fine, right? That's called the Malacha Sheinu Tzricha L'Gufa.
This is like more like a case of a bunch of light. Like you flip on the light switch. You say, I want to play with the switch. Well, that's the way to turn on the light. In order to walk out on the street, this is the way you have to walk out, by carrying your ID.
Right. So I don't really need the ID. I just don't want to be put in jail. So that's the Malacha Sheinu Tzricha L'Gufa.
So who told you to stay home?
Ah. So that's a different discussion. But what he's saying over here, what he's trying to do, is to try to prove that there is a triple derabanan here. A triple derabanan. He says, first of all, you're doing a kalach hayad. You're putting it in your hat. Number two, it's a melacha sheinu tzricha l'gufa. Now, on page 4. And if you hold it that most of the places are not Rishus HaRabim's Bezman Hazeh, they're only a Carmelis, so it's a Malacha Shein Nesrich L'Gufo B'Carmelis, it's two Drabonans, and it's Shalok HaDerech, so Mamel it's three Drabonans. So he says that you want to go to shul, you want to do a mitzvah. So he says that if it's here you have two drabbanans, maybe three drabbanans.
Hey, how does the third drabbanan help you?
So he says, "Hachal utzarch mitzvahs tefila b'tzibur u'shmias kriyas haTorah u'fashi yegi adover letzar gadol mitzarch leishem b'beisu kol yom haShabbos." And furthermore, what you're telling him that he's going to have to sit home the whole Shabbos is a tzar gadol, right? Kol yom you can't have adover sheyefshar k'mosh kosa prima gadim shem hachi mutol taltel pachas midal arames b'shus harabim. A person can carry less than dalar amos b'shus harabim. Af the gam melech haShabbos chatzis shir osur min haTorah. Even though chatzis shir is usually osur, right? Mikol mokam matir kadei shelo yeh yodav asuras b'shus harabim. So he shouldn't be like his hands are tied in the b'shus harabim. He should be able to walk at least a little bit. Kol shekhen hocha the leker rag gimel derabon. Mishum karmelus v'amloch hashen tzigulo gufa. He says he's not mechuyev to stay home the whole day. If you have three derabbanans here, he's not mechuyev to stay home the whole day. So he says he shouldn't say that I'm going to stay home the whole day because I can't carry the ID. Let him carry the ID. Derech shinoi.
So, Rebbe, I can understand that
it's too but look what he says here. So he, in other words, on one hand he's makel, but he doesn't want to be makel totally. Because he says if you just want to take a walk, he says he doesn't think that that's a good enough heter to be makel here. If you just want to take a walk.
But no, he said, because two
to consider it that it's not the derech, why isn't anything different from the Ramah with the two yarmulkes? You could put things inside your hat, and that could be the derech. That's why the Ramah by the yarmulkes, it was the whole shaila in the poskim, whether that was fine or not.
Right. Yeah, but because that's a double malbush. A malbush. Something's a malbush. That's no hotzah.
No, but
carrying an ID in on your head, that's not a malbush. So that's hotzah.
The Ramah wasn't considering it a malbush because it was not necessary. Even though it really is a malbush, since it's not necessary, it was considered hotzah. Even though you would have thought it should be fine.
Right.
That it could be that it's a derech to put this whole thing on your head, I guess.
Right, that was the question.
Is carrying for medical reasons, let's say a person is like either like an Alzheimer's patient or like in Colombia, they give out those medical ID cards with your information, like your medical story, is that any different or would fall into the same category as a guy carrying because he doesn't want to be stopped by the police?
No, that he might be different. That's because he needs it. He needs, in other words, to carry his medical information. That's not the same as carrying his ID. What?
Stay home. It's not a cheshbon. Stay home. Who told you to go outside?
So that's the question. He's saying for Mokka Mitzvah. That he was being makel Mokka Mitzvah. But in Echanami, Litayel, he says stay home. In other words, he's only makel for Mokka Mitzvah. It's only makel for Mokka Mitzvah. And so this is a fascinating tshuva of the Marash Engel of and there's a similar tshuva in the next page here of the Maran Brisk. There's also a Hungarian Rav, Rav Mordechai Brisk. Where he has a similar type of tshuva, two tshuvas actually. He says, "Hinei lahavi raya," beginning of page 6. Lahati shvus the shvus al yidei atzmo. But usually shvus the shvus is usually by amir la'akum. You tell a goy to do a derabbanan. So amir la'akum is a derabbanan, and telling a goy to do a derabbanan, that's called a shvus the shvus. The question is, if you do two derabbanans yourself, with no goy involved, is that also considered shvus to shvus, or shvus to shvus only? I shall mention only in the context of amir la'akum.
I've seen that the Mishnah Berurah talks about that the shvus shalesko maset, which is amira, shvus shalesko. That has to be first one, I think, the way the Mishnah Berurah.
Right. So that's right. So that's a question. That's a discussion. Whether it has to be shvus to leis b'maisa, but not everyone agrees with that, and that's what he's saying here. That a shvus to shvus, meaning a double drabbanim by a Yisrael, might also be considered the same thing about a shvus to shvus mokka mitzvah. Some hold like what you're saying.
Isn't that limited to the mokka mitzvah?
Yeah.
So maybe this individual's going out. Is a quite dubious question of Mokka Mitzvah.
That's the question. What is he going out for? That's what we're going to see. That's what we're going to see. Is he right? Maybe he's going out Litzarach Mitzvah. And then he says, here, he quotes the Marash angle on page 8. He says, "Reishi b'shut Marash, freikol arichus, bani yisod lahati mishum d'shvus, gilacha yad kiel tfei, b'shar shvusim." In other words, it's a shvus, it's a melacha shenit tzrich el gufa, it's a derech shinoi. So maybe that's, he says, it's three derabbanans. So maybe that's three derabbanans.
his So that's what he says at the end of the tshuva. Look how he ends the tshuva here on the left side, on page 8. He says, he says that if we don't let him do this, then he's not going to go to shul. He's not going to daven betzibur. Vein kan safik bebitul hamitzvah yesh mokum lahatir. Betanai shel yochul etayel berchovus shalom bezman atfilah. But he says that...
Rabbi, davening betzibur is the rabbinic thing, so why is it so important to, you know what I'm saying? I mean...
Right, it's a rabbinic thing. The rabbinic things are also important.
But to break three rabbinic whatevers to accomplish one rabbinic thing?
Yeah, because each rabbanon or the rabbanon or the rabbanon makes it... you know, much less chomer.
Okay.
And he has another tshuva with the same thing, the Maran Brisk here, where he also he's also limiting it. To put something under your hat. But again, the tzarech tefila b'tzibur.
Does every the rabbanon make it less chomer? The Gemara talks about shvus to shvus. Where do we have the 3, 4, 5 shvus? Is any better than 2?
In Ochanami, but it just makes it. The more you just makes it more kal. The more you
diluting it essentially.
What?
You're diluting it.
Yeah, I mean, it's a way of putting it. Adarabanan. So, and maybe the word also is that the shvus to shvus, like Mr. Lin said, this is talking about usually with a goy. And here we're not doing it with a goy. You're doing everything yourself. So it's more chomer. So therefore, maybe you add another derabanan, and it lowers it a further level.
What about a mitzvah baba vera?
No, it's not a mitzvah baba vera, because mitzvah baba vera usually means at the same time you're doing the avera, you're doing the mitzvah, the potential mitzvah. But here, you're not. You're going. You're carrying now, and then you're going to go to shul. So you need to carry to go to shul. But it's interesting that these poskim at least only wanted to be matir for tefillah, and not just stamp to take a shpatzir. There's a sefer Kinyan Torah b'halacha. On page 14, then going over to page 15, look at derech hasheila beish hachola lo aleinu al machlas hasukar. Right, he has like diabetes. Validei hazrikas insulin shemekabel tamid yirel lefami shekamus hasukar shemegufo yored lamata. Right, sometimes the sugar level decreases a lot. And therefore, he says, he sometimes will take little sugar cubes. So therefore, he only carries some sugar in his pocket whenever he goes out. Is there a heter to do that on Shabbos? Because maybe, and he's in the middle going to shul, and he needs it. So could he carry it with him?
So he discusses that. And he says, on page 16, on the bottom right, V'hinei malas kvodo don b'davar zeh im mutar lasas hatzah shel sukkah afilu de shinoi. So then he has the same discussion. Could you take the sugar cube all yidei shinoi? Kigon lasas b'kovo'o. Because, like you said, he could stay at home. So maybe he should stay at home. Probably like him, maybe it's as a holy. Sometimes we make it on a derabanan, but this posek cheker halacha says, but maybe that's only if he got sick by himself. But if he brought upon himself the sickness, then maybe we wouldn't be matir the derabanan. So he discusses that. He quotes the Magen Avraham. What does the Magen Avraham say? Tamisha shosa mashke hamshalshal. For as a person drank something that caused diarrhea. Because he brought it on himself. Okay, interesting. But so that's the question. Could he take the sugar with him on Shabbos in the street? Then in the bottom, the left side, Os Dalid, he writes, "Masha dochak lumta ofin shavus the shavus machmasha miirchem yeshishim ribo bokim al yidei sheyusa pachos migrogris." In other words, maybe if he there's a shear, how much you have to carry in the street in order to violate hatzah. So if he give, what if he carries less than the shear? That's a question.
The concept of saying that if somebody brought a disease or something on themselves,
yeah,
and therefore you're going to penalize them, except it's a chiddush to me.
Yeah, that is a chiddush. That's why I'm not focusing on that.
How far do you carry that?
Right, because everyone it could bring. Yeah, that is a chiddush. That's why I'm not focusing on that. He says, but on the page 17, on the second line, when he has IVH Lomer. So now he's going to say a big chiddush. What would you say? Carrying the cube of sugar. What is that called? So I would say it's melacha tzricha l'gufa, right? Because you want it, right? I would say that's tzricha l'gufa. So he wants to say a chiddush that maybe that's a melacha she'ain a tzricha l'gufa. Why? Because he's only going to use it if he's very sick, if he's very weak. And he's going to have a status of sakana. So then it would be mutter. And if he remains healthy, then he doesn't want it at all. So mamshach, if he gets sick enough, that he needs it. If he gets sick enough that he needs it, so then it's mutter for him to take it. And if he doesn't get sick enough, then he doesn't want it. So he's not going to use it. So he says, so therefore it's melacha she'ein tzricha l'gufa. Think about that. Because if he ends up that he's okay during the trip, during the walk, so he doesn't want to use it at all. And if he ends up that he has to use it, it's only because he's in a state of sakana. So if then, of course, he could use it.
A doctor wants to carry a medical bag with him because he's going to a big shul. Right?
Yeah.
So how's this different? It's pikuach nefesh. He sometimes has an issue with diabetes. So he's carrying this sugar in case he needs it. If he needs it, it's pikuach nefesh.
Right.
If he doesn't need it, so then shelo letzarech altogether.
Right. And so therefore, it's a melacha shein tzricha
legufa.
100%, yeah.
Yeah. Why shouldn't it be? And even on the
tzad that he will need it, it's because... Right, if he needs it, so he has the heter of pikuach nefesh. On the tzad that he doesn't need it, then it's a melacha shein tzricha legufa.
Yeah.
If you like it. It's good. It's interesting. When I first saw this svara, but I read it a couple of times, I said it's not bad. Not bad. So he says, so not only, so in other words, the Marash angle says the ID card is the Melacha Shein Tzricha L'Gufa, because that's not considered using it. That's considered getting the, removing the somebody who's going to chepa him, somebody's going to bother him.
I don't remember the Svara anymore, but back in the, I think it was in the 70s, when there was a lot of muggings and robberies going on at Borough Park, they were matzah to carry a $10 bill inside your hat.
Yeah.
If you lived in one of the in Borough Park because of the chashash.
Yeah.
I guess that was would be the same lumdus. If you need it, it's because nevish. If you don't need it, who wants it?
Right.
It actually started with a guy who was stabbed in Central Park. But yeah.
Yeah. I remember when I was in YU, Rabbi Sholem Karmi told us about this, and he said on the signs, they would put the saying, Yoser Mishe Shomer Yisrael Has HaShabbos Shomer HaShabbos Is Yisrael, which is a statement from Achar Ha'am. And they would put, they thought it was, some of the people were putting it up as if it was a Maimer Chazal or something like that.
Yeah. Commonly believed nowadays.
Yeah. So that's what he's saying over here. So then he quotes the Marash Engel here on page 17. So this person, Lev Avraham, he's quoting, says that carrying the sugar is considered tzrichel gufa, and he says that it's ain't a tzrichel gufa, because if he's only carrying it, so he shouldn't put in jail, that's a less of a sakana. But she can kan inzel letzorko rak heta gomer umel davli shvus to shvus moko mitsa. Achim daylo b'pachas mikigrogris v'vade me roi shalo yikachem yashir. But if he thinks that all he needs is a little bit, then it's less than the shear, so let him take just a little bit. So that's what he's saying. Okay, so that's another hechitimtza of this type of situation. Then there's another type of question here. If you take a look, this is a sefer called Hisorus Tshuva on page 19. Hisorus Tshuva is the grandson of the Chasam Sofer, the son of the Ksav Sofer. It's a fascinating sefer. This is not the, there's a better printing of it, but I wasn't able to get into the library to get that printing, but this is also good. So take a look here on page 20 in the Hisorus Tshuva. He says, "Yanki kasha alai lichtov ba'atzmi, lachin isachet shuvasi, vitor aslicha dora pasha demashet tiru chazal mibnei kvar habrius." Sometimes we know Chazal matir certain things for kovet habrius, for human dignity. Zedavka ira lefamim kach v'hulo yodo lizar b'zeh b'kedem. Whereas usually it means that something happened and he wasn't able to preempt the situation. So he said he wants to know about using some type of handkerchief. He said, "Dovazel losses etzlo mitpachas shekorim zaktuch b'shabbes the kanei chotmo, right, to clean his nose shaloi tzorich l'kancho biyado mamish, because or else he would have to take his hand. So this way he has a cloth with him. Who bemes dover mos v'nimas laroa v'kvar amru chazal." Kilokim Yovel b'mishpat al tov al ra zeharok b'fnei chaveru b'nimbus bo. He says Hashem will bring someone to a judgment on somebody doing something mos in front of his friend. So if his nose is dripping or something like that, and he has to take his hand or whatever, it would be mos. So therefore, it's a shail of kavod habrias. So we discussed this. If the handkerchief would be sewn onto your garment, So he says, by a handkerchief, in other words, he's saying, well, could you carry a handkerchief kalachar yad? Because the din is of kovet habrius. Kovet habrius matters some isuri derabonim. Right? The Gemara says, if a person is wearing shatnis, and he discovers it in the middle of the street, so if it's shot in his daraisa, he has to take off his clothing right away. But if it's only shot in his derabanan, so then kovet habrius takes precedence to an issa derabanan. So he says, so why can't you say, if you want to say it's an issue of kovet habrius, that you should have a handkerchief, so the post can say you could sew it, so why can't you just carry it kalachar yad, right? Put it in your pants or something. And the post can speak about sewing it on. And to make it a belt out of it, he says it's useless because you have a belt already, so it's not functioning. He came also so keichagur. Because he says, we're not going to be makel to do a shinoi here. Because a shinoi is you have no eitza. So you do it with a shinoi. But here, he could have sewed it to his beggar before Shabbos. So he says that if it's going to be in a situation where you have a runny nose and it's going to be very embarrassing and you didn't know before Shabbos you're going to need to be at this location where there's no Erev. Because if you would have known, so then you were mechuyev to sew it on to your beggar. But the situation came. So the situation came. So therefore he says, then a shinoi is mutter. If it's a question of kovet habrius. Because once it's a shinoi, it's only drabonin. And kovet habrius takes a drabonin and makes it mutter lagamri. But he says it's only if you could only do a shinoi if the situation where it behooves you to do it came up on Shabbos. But if the situation was there before Shabbos, you knew where you were going to go on Shabbos, and you knew all the details, then you were mechuyev to sew it on before Shabbos. So that's what they used to do. They would sew a handkerchief onto their beged from before Shabbos.
Rabbi, that's also a chiddush, just be able to sew it on.
What?
To be able to sew on a handkerchief. Does everyone agree?
Who's speaking?
Menachem.
Oh, Menachem.
Hopefully Menachem.
Yeah. So that's what he's saying, that's considered bottle to the beged. He says the same thing. He has a thing in this week's Parsha. Habosar odenu ben shineim. This week's Parsha. So he says that so first he writes Hidesha yuchal ulbosha mitpachas afaro v'koshro halachas shemutor ulai mokam sheish tzuras hapesa v'erev mutol lachnitz v'erev gil nosis ha-mitpachas v'shabes v'hu yotzei chutz la'erev ben abriyas koruch al tzavaro b'chayitz. That was to wear the handkerchief around your neck. He says if it's in the summer months, it's a joke. Have a chucha vitlula. Main abrius. Vishbus abishum godal kovar abrius. Have gomze edo sheyochula chasosu b'malba she'elion k'kori b'rak. But you can cover it up with your jacket. Pshita she'lokanecha af b'yad she'ishbus abishum godal kovar abrius. Ho'itir chacham litol kisim. So the Gemara says they were matir to take a chip of wood, that's muktzah, to take meat, you know, some meat got stuck between your teeth. It's godel kovar abrius. So in other words, because taking a piece of wood is muktzah, moving a piece of wood. But godel kovar abrius. So that's the so he's saying that it could be that if you needed to carry a handkerchief on Shabbos, so if it's something that's going to be your regular routine, then you had to do it before Shabbos, and then we're not going to be matir. But if it's not your regular routine, something happened, some emergency happened, or whatever happened, that you have to go to a certain location that's outside the Erev, and that's not part of your normal routine. So you didn't know what was going to happen. So then he says, maybe taka with a shinoi, it's mutter if you really are going to have a chashash of kavod habrius.
The case of notel kisim is just that he picks up a stick?
Yeah.
Or he breaks it off?
If he breaks it off, that could be an issa shayla of a deraisa of musakin mana.
That's what I'm asking.
Right. So pashas means the sticks were already broken, so to speak. And now you're just going to pick it up, tiltul muktza. And another nakuda, if you look in the say that Rav Tuvia Goldstein points out from the Kenyan Torah B'Halacha, is that he wants to be matir, as Rav Tuvia Goldstein quotes, that he wants to be matir even not to go to shul. Or say you just, let's see if we can find that line. Rav Tuvia Goldstein is quoting him as that. And maybe you could do it with a shinoi, just to get out of the house. I'll show it to you inside of Tuvia Goldstein's sefer. He says here, So the Sefer Kinyan Torah B'Halacha is Mekel, that that's considered a Malacha Shehidat Tzrichel Gufa, and it's only the Rabbanan. Okay, so he's Mekel. Yeah, so that's the okay. So let's just review.
Rabbi, I want to just say, just a quick thing. Would this be a sniff to be makel, let's say, by the face masks?
Oh yeah, the face masks is a whole discussion. So what are you saying? That maybe they'll explain. Say
well,
what
you
want.
If you needed out kuch nefesh, so then you have all these pirates.
Right.
And then if you didn't need it at all. So then it's also fine. Meaning you can use the Marash angle.
Because why? If it's Pikuach Nefesh, then Echanami. If it's not Pikuach Nefesh, then what?
So then Stamstus.
Stamstus. So then it's just a Malach Shein Tzrichel Gufa.
Yeah.
I guess you could maybe say such a svar. It's like what the Kenyan Torah B'Halach is saying. The Manavshach. If it's Pikuach Nefesh, so then. Bikuach nefesh, the way Rav Goodman holds and others hold, that means bikuach nefesh for you to protect yourself. So then, it would be okay. And if it's not, then it's a malach hashem tzrichel gufa. So, malach hashem tzrichel gufa is still a drabanan. And the Marash Engel only wanted to be makel if you have, two or drabanan, three drabanans. Right, Marash Engel is a malach hashem tzrichel gufa, and it's in a karmelus, and it's now but over here. It's not a shinoi, right? Is it a shinoi? Was it?
But what's considered shinoi? I mean, if it wasn't this magefa, no one wears a mask. So regular times it would be considered a shinoi. No one wears a mask. Now all of a sudden it becomes the derech because now they make people do.
Yeah, okay.
It's still considered a shinoi. Let's say with the thing with the hat. Let's say everybody would put. A thing in their
head
has now not become a shinoi anymore.
What? We are.
Let's say in the Marash Engel's example, let's say everybody, for whatever reason, they put an extra thing in their
head. Right. So, I don't know. It could be bottle ditum. Maybe everyone in the world, I don't know. To think about that.
Because the face mask is the problem that it's a. The problem that it's a masui, or it's because you might take it off.
No, let's assume that the shaila whether it's a masui or not. Yeah, that, yeah.
Okay.
Right.
That so was... then it's then you at least have the two drabanans, though. You have the fact that it's irishus rabim bismanazeh.
If you hold like that, and then maybe it's a malacha sheinu tzrichel gufa because manavshach if you need it. Then you're saving lives, so it's pikuach nefesh. And if you don't need it, you know, you have the kinyan Torah b'halacha svara.
Right, and then you also have, b'makom tzar, or b'makom tzar gadol to stay home all day.
Yeah, right, so, yeah. Okay, is it interesting, right, so it is could be relevant to this shiloh. Okay.
Could you also say that it's a covered up resource talk, meaning even if it doesn't protect you, it protects other people? It's a covered up issue because everyone else will get mad at you. Hey, how come you're not wearing
it? Right, okay. The question is that called covered up breeze? Covered up breeze usually is a big embarrassment. So the question is, it depends, you know, how people will react to you, right?
Yeah, so for people who get upset with you because you're not wearing it.
It's interesting. Yeah, it could be. Okay, I'm going to say two things before we break here. First, I want to, I don't know if everyone knows, our dear friend Rav Moshe Arf is here. And Rav Moshe Arf just got up from Shiva from his father, who I knew. His father's a very chashev yid in the Lower East Side. And we should all say to him, Amakom Yenachem Eschem B'soch Shar Ve'el Tzion V'Yishalayim. And you should have no more tzar. You should always have the good memories of your great father. And we always...
Right?
Okay. And again, we thank the Rav Vorhen Shlita for bringing us together in this in these times of difficulty. And... and anyone wants to sponsor a shiur for any occasion is welcome to speak to the Rav, or they'll go on the website of Heichal Moshe. And again we're grateful to be here. On one hand, we're not in the Beis Medrash where we normally are. On the other hand, we're able to have people from all over the United States, sometimes in the world, together, which is tremendous Talmud Torah Derabim. So that aspect should be as chus for Klal Yisrael.
Continuing the job of koshering the internet.
Yeah, I guess so. Okay, you should all be well. It's good to see you all.
Thank you,
Rabbi.
Okay. Kol Tov, good to see you all.
Thank you very much, Rabbi.
Okay.
Thank you.
Good to see you all.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Good, Moshe.
Thank you.
Be well.
How come when I talk, my face doesn't pop up there?
Who's this?
Rabbi Simon, it's David Moshe.
David Moshe, yes. I see you.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Okay, Avram Levitt, how are you? Okay. How you doing, Rabbi Yitzchok? Hi, Mark. Okay, good to see you. Good to see everybody.